Newsbreak podcast.
We very much see racism as a global challenge that requires coordinated and sustained global solutions. The creation of my position is also a part of President Biden's commitment to advancing racial equity and justice in our own country, but also globally.
What will you do then with the understood experiences of South Africans within the space of racism back home for the U.S. to actually learn from?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think there's lots of opportunities for me to take what I've learned and what I've heard on this visit back to the U.S. So as you noted, I was engaged. I was just at UKZN learning about this fantastic new fellowship they have started with their counterparts in Columbia University, specifically on racial justice. I think that kind of institution-to-institution partnership with students, with institutions of higher learning can be quite profound. And that is something that I'm really proud that the U.S. consulate has supported.
And so often people say to me, I'm so unseen in my country, and I'm talking within the South African context. You know, I'm so unseen, I'm so unheard, to the point that I've just accepted my fate and I'm going to, you know, fade away into the background. In terms of legislation, how would you send out a message to those groups of people who feel unheard and unseen to know that there is a legislative way to deal with that?
Yeah, that makes me so sad to hear you say that, because that is such a common thing that I've heard around the world. And so to those people that feel invisible, like I said, to the Afro-Peruvian community, you are here. You matter. You are not invisible. I see you. What is it that we as the U.S. government can do to help you, right? And sometimes the answer is unclear because no one's ever asked them that. And so we also have to acknowledge that in terms of the advocacy space, we may also have to, one of the things we may be able to do is connect them with other groups that have felt invisible and have overcome that challenge, right? And that can be quite powerful, which is, again, let me go back to the example of the UKZN example, how sometimes those partnerships that we can facilitate can be so powerful and they can grow into things that are beyond our initial imagination.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.